if you miss us live, you can listen to us wherever you get your podcast.
Tony Lennon, the general manager of Fred Bean's Key and Langhorne. I just wanted to take a minute to talk about Larry Feltman, Career Changers USA. Larry and I had been working together for about the last 12 years now, and anything I've ever needed as far as recruiting, training, Larry's been right there. Larry's got me salespeople, he's got me managers, he's got me technicians even through the toughest times in the industry, and he is just the kind of guy who's going to tell you exactly what's on his mind. He's going to tell you exactly what he thinks. But Larry also has the expertise to back it up. When he was in the dealership world, he was a top performer. And that's really important to my staff, especially as it pertains to training. A lot of people can come in and teach out of a textbook, but Larry has real-world experience dealing with customers, dealing with situations and dealerships that we go through on a daily basis and try to train on, but Larry's been through it, so he can really empathize with the people and tell you what's worked for him and maybe what way not to go. Larry is just always at a 10. I mean, his energy level is always up there, and I think people, they just love that and they feed off of it. He's not faking it. He is genuinely excited to come in and help you. He's excited to come in and help grow your business. And he's one of those people who just really enjoys seeing dealers succeed and have a lot of fun at the same time.
Life is about connection. Having a support system to lean on. And roads to endless possibility. At every turn, guiding the way, we are building the connections that move you.
So what would your dealership feel like if your entire sales staff was literally on fire, your sales and service staff? They were nonstop all over social media, completely dominating your marketplace. They could do it in 30 days or less and then continue their education to do it for an entire 6 months or a year. You literally would completely take over the entire marketplace and no one would be able to compete with you. And that's what we can do for you. So when you're walking around your community, whether you're at local restaurants or you're going to the gym, if you don't want to be bothered, fine, you won't be bothered. But a lot of people will walk up to you and say, oh my God, I love your social media. Your staff is amazing. We love what you're doing in the community. We want to come buy a car from you. We want to get an oil change at your dealership. Your community is absolutely going to love you. And it doesn't matter what platform you're on. You could be on TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all social media platforms. You will literally be all over the place. And not only will you have ads running, but your own staff is going to be promoting your brand and promoting themselves within the dealership and within the business. So it's like running an ad times 100-fold because your entire staff is participating in the process. I've traveled all over North America. I've trained Toyota. I've trained Nissan. I've been to driving sales. I've been to Women in Auto. I get hired as a speaker for conferences at universities all over the country. And I can help change the trajectory of your dealership right now.
This is Ian.
And this is Jeff. We're here at NADA 2024. And here's the best part. We just got worthy of coming into the exhibitor only times by our new good friend here, Samantha Foster from UVI, which is very cool because that's UVEYE. Hi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I really appreciate it. You see, this is the beauty of live, right? Please introduce yourself to our audience. Let us know a little bit about yourself, the company, and your plans for NADA.
Yeah, it's really exciting to be here at NADA this year. And what we have is, my name's Samantha Foster. I'm the Senior Marketing and Communications Director for UVI. And we are promoting the full dealership experience with our world's first automated vehicle inspection system that you can see behind me right here. Prior to coming to UVI, I actually worked in a top 150 dealer group out of upstate New York for
almost 2 years. Well, yeah. Good. That's great.
And now we're here. And so I'm ready to talk cars with you.
Okay. Now, by the way, before Ian says anything, I want to introduce you to the new Auto Hub Mobile. Because they're going to give it to us. Ian.
This car,
yeah, isn't that something?
So obviously you have a lot of technology set up here today. Can you tell us a little bit about what this all does? And I hear there's a few pictures.
Yeah, it takes about 2,000 photos when you drive through, but this sits at the front of a service lane. And what it does is, as the vehicle's going through, it takes the photos and it creates a full vehicle inspection report. The service advisor is going to get that. The used car manager, the general manager, everyone's going to actually be able to get that report. And it's going to give a breakdown of anything that's wrong with the vehicle, from the underbody to any leaks, broken, missing parts in the bottom, to the tire. It's going to do tread depth, any damage on the sidewalls, as well as rim damage. So you're going to pick up any of those nails in a tire. And then the Atlas light, which is this arch here, can pick up any of that body damage. So scratches, dents, ding, anything like that. That's what our system's going to pick up. You're then going to get, and here is our user interface, and you're going to be able to pull that up. So by the time a customer gets to the service advisor's desk,
right,
within 3 to 7 seconds, they're going to get a full automatic inspection report. So what's really cool about our UI is we launched this piece that is a summary for the service advisor.
Right.
So this way they're able to hit those key points as soon as somebody comes up to their desk.
So they're not, there's no waiting.
No waiting. Nope.
So then the customer would then have a really good sense of sort of what's going on with their car before they come in. There wouldn't be any surprises, right?
Yeah, no surprises. And it really is bridging that gap in trust. So now that customer is no longer has to go home, wait for a phone call, wait for that car to be racked. They're going to be able to see that leak right out the gate. We're going to be able to go over it with the customer and say, hey, look, you have a leak, and show them, visually show them. And this way they can, they're able to actually approve this service right on the spot. So we saw like a 91%, in one of our case studies, a 91% uptick when they were able to actually show them in person at the time of that.
So it's a little bit more belief of it actually showing you the evidence versus saying, yeah, you really should fix this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
Isaac, shocking.
Yeah.
No kidding. It's really, really funny. You know, most people say the biggest worry of a general manager is, you know, return on investment, is net profit percentages, is staffing, is everything else. Oh no, I can speak firsthand. Customer complaints.
Oh,
and you know, is this wonderful? You guys scratched my car. No, we didn't. Yes, you did. Just a moment. There's the picture, which, you know, evidence is kind of nice, but you know what? The fact is it takes it all out. But the selling side of this is, it's mind boggling. You know, 10 years ago, the little Hunter system that you drove over and it read your tires and says, we think your brakes are worn out. This is on roids.
Yeah, so it's really great for insurance claims as well.
Yeah.
So now you kind of alleviate that because you're showing the customer the report once they come to that service advisor's desk. So they're already going to see all those dents, stains, damages to their vehicle. So you're going to get a lot less of those complaints. And what's really nice is then we have a new trade appraisal tool that we just launched as well. So our used car managers are actually going to be able to utilize who's driving into the service lane.
Yeah.
What's wrong with those vehicles? The general manager is going to be able to see that. So it really has become a tool that is no longer just the service lane, but it's the full dealership experience.
Are you working with auction houses on that as well?
Yeah. So last year we announced at NADA our partnership with CarMax. So we work with like big auction groups.
And Jeff also runs a used car lot.
A little tiny used car like we can't afford you. Not yet.
No, you can afford us. We're going to sell you. Just stick around.
Now. There you go. Now, by the way, I see you're beside ACV, so we'll go over to them right now and say, go to you guys. No, just kidding. But this could also have a great great effect, two things on rental car companies. A gentleman I know, Brett Federico, he's actually with a rental. He's remarketing. And can you imagine that? I bet you should hook up with Hertz right now, you know, because I hear they're selling a lot of cars.
A few electrics,
exactly. But, you know, it's just brilliant because the used car manager gets a note, you know, blue Corvette. We got a buyer for that, you know.
Yeah.
And now they probably have a couple new Corvettes too. So what is it that UVI, other than new business, that's my favorite line to everybody now, other than new business, what are you trying to achieve by being here at the show?
Other than new business?
And sore feet, by the way.
Very sore feet. That is what I achieve at the end of every show. So what we're trying to achieve is just trying to get the word out about what we're doing in the industry, how we're continuing to grow, meeting with our dealer partners, learning more about what their needs are. This is the time for us to really connect with dealer partners and future clients.
By the way, the people over there really like what you said. What kind of feedback do you get from people? I mean, you know, dealers see this and they go, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
What generally happens after that?
So before they're partners, before they...
Exactly. I like that, partner, yeah. Partner.
Before they're our partners. So most people are pretty impressed with the system itself because it's not like, you know, something that they're used to having in their
sure.
Line. So I think the possibilities with it, I think when we meet with potential clients, their mind starts going like all of the different ways they can actually utilize this technology and how it's going to help their service advisors, what kind of customer experience it's going to bring for them. I think their mind really gets going. And I think that's probably the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's you know what? And what a great tool for a service advisor. You know, instead of somebody sitting there trying to, you know, I always taught walkarounds.
Yeah.
You know, because it was, and it's a big deal just for covering your behind, but it's a great way to sell. But in this case, you know, ma'am, listen, your Corvette came here, but did you, yeah, you know, I want to show you in the picture here. There's that there. Would you like us to get you a quote on it?
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And this allows the service advisors to spend more time talking and building relationships with the customer instead of actually having to go out, do those walkarounds, maybe miss something. You know, they're actually able to say, hey, how's your son's soccer game? You know, they have a little bit more of that time to engage in other conversations.
Sure.
Yeah, I always think about that Nissan store I was working with in Chicago, and I was working with a company, we were doing walkarounds with technology, and he said, well, should I mark down that bullet hole in the car? And I'm like, what are you shooting cars out back? He's like, really? Yeah, you probably want to mention that.
Yeah. You know what? That might scare the certain customers. They might say, I'm not coming in. Goodbye. You know, the other thing that here's one of the interesting things. And I know you will know this. In dealerships suck at tires in general. They suck at selling tires. Okay.
Really?
They do. And surveys have shown like 85 or 90%, depending who you go, the first person that mentions tires to them sells them tires. And everybody thinks dealers are too much. Here it says, by the way, your tires are at 430 seconds, which are getting a little bit borderline.
Right. Yeah. So this allows that kind of predictive maintenance piece. So you're going to be able to go over with the customer where their tires are, and they're going to be able to visually see over time, you know, where they are and how they're going to, or when their next appointment, if they're probably going to need tires or not, which is really nice.
Will this integrate with the DMS to sort of put that condition report in there, so the next time it pops up, they can look at it and say, oh, their tires were at X, and now we can go Y.
Yeah.
Or there was seepage, and now it's a leak. That's the best part. I like that, seepage and leaks.
Yeah, so we have integrations right now with CDK and Tachyon, and a couple more hopefully we're going to announce it.
Very good. Great. Terrific. Anything else, Ian?
No, thanks for taking time. Really appreciate it. Great booth.
Thanks for rescuing us from the outside of mediocrity.
Anytime. Now you get like a head start.
Now we're going to go in there and steal all the swag. No, we won't. Thank you so much. Samantha, it's been a real pleasure.
Nice.
Pleasure.
Thank
you.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, if you miss us live, you can listen to us wherever you get your podcast.